Blog Talk Radio.
TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and I am just glad that you guys decided to tune in on today. We always like to make sure we give you the hottest music and just hope you be able to relax and unwind and just start your evening off right. We're going to go ahead and get ready to get into the music zone. And before we do, I wanted to just let you guys know, coming up later in the show, we're going to have our segment with Dr. Farmer from the Jaffa Group, and he's going to go ahead and answer some emails that we received. If you wanted to get your emails in, don't forget you have to send those to james.farmer@att.net. That's james.farmer@att.net. You can send Dr. Farmer a question or a comment, and he will answer those on the following week on our show. We're going to go ahead and hear a song, and the song is entitled Don't Wake Me Up, and that's by Chris Brown.
Dearly beloved, if this love only exists in my dreams, don't wake me up.
Too much light in this window, don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar, inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't finished dreaming about your lips. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up.
Don't wake me up.
up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, don't wake me.
It's crazy, I never thought that I would actually be singing a song about this. But it actually ain't so bad.
Listen, say I want it all, so I got it all, and I kept it all, and I lost it all. Say I was the smooth brother, say I was the cool lover, but I had to stop. You see what meant more. Oh, say, 'cause this train was pulling out of the station, and there was no way I wasn't gonna make it loving you. Say, I know the pain, I've seen the rain, and I held your hand through a bright day. Say, I was the heart mender, say, I was far from a pretend love, but I was moving on, and you soon discover that. Say, 'cause this train was a pulling out of the station, and there was no way I wasn't gonna make that say. Say all I could say was oh, 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 yeah. Say I'll miss the soul of your love, baby. Say you can pick up the phone and
crush. have my doubts in love, but I know it's true. Yeah, yeah. I don't have many friends, but I got you.
Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and it is time for our segment, which is entitled Ask Dr. Farmer. And so I'm going to go ahead and welcome Dr. Farmer to the show on today. How you doing on today, Dr. Farmer?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good on this hot day.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to go ahead, for those listeners who may have just tuned in and who don't know who you are, is to go ahead and tell the listeners who you are and about your company as well.
I'm Dr. James Farmer, and I'm in business in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, specifically Arlington, Texas. I do, I'm a licensed therapist. I'm a counselor, and also I do developmental coaching, which is basically life coaching or executive coaching.
Okay. Also, for you listeners, Dr. Farmer, he does do counseling sessions via phone. So if you are needing counseling or any type of developmental coaching information, you can contact him. You can contact him at his email, which is james.farmer@att.net. That's james.farmer@att.net. And Dr. Farmer, if you can go ahead and give them the website information. I don't have it in front of me. If you can give them your website information, that way they can find out more about the Jaffa Group as well.
Okay, it's www.jaffagroup.com.
Okay. Well, Dr. Farmer normally comes on the show, and during this segment, we have listeners that will email in a question or a comment for Dr. Farmer to give them his ideas or tools on what they should do. Well, Dr. Farmer, we did have an email that came in, and the email was from a guy, and he was stating that if you're in a relationship with someone and you suspect that the other person is cheating, what do you do? He wanted to know also, does he move forward with even contemplating marriage with the suspicion of, you know, the person not being faithful in the relationship?
That is an excellent question, and I know for a fact that there's a lot of people dealing with those kind of issues. And so let me see if I can try to help this gentleman out in handling it. I would first assert myself. I would just say to the person, and that is using the right tone of voice. That doesn't mean yelling and screaming at them. I would just come out and just ask them, are you unfaithful in our relationship? And once I ask them that, I would be reading and observing their body language. I would be listening to whether or not they're moving into being defensive and so forth. And once I've asserted myself and said, you know, are you unfaithful in this relationship? And I'm basing it on certain kind of information. And let me just give some illustrations. Some of this is just true. I mean, I've heard in sessions. That information might be based on the fact that, let's say, maybe you're having intimacy or sex 3 times a week, and you've been doing that for a period of time, and suddenly now it's once a month. That might be an indication that there's something going on. Maybe there's some medical problems or whatever, maybe there's another partner involved, but that would be the kind of evidence that you would want to bring to your mate's attention. Here's another illustration where you might say, I found pictures in your cell phone. I found numbers and so forth. What does this really mean? Again, that's, you know, that's evidence. That's something you have that you can present. Now, keep in mind, you have to keep that tone right. If you're yelling and screaming at the person, all that does is it closes them up and make them very defensive. So you want to have your emotions under control. Here's another one. The guy might say, I smelled another man's cologne on your blouse. You know, that's evidence. That's concrete evidence to bring that to your partner to ask them whether or not they're unfaithful. And one more. How about one more? It seems like you have no interest in intimacy with me, and I want to know what that's about. You notice that last comment, I want to know what that's about. You left it open so that they can say something. They can respond to you. They can answer. Here's the point, or the bottom line I'm trying to stress here, is that you want to gather the facts and the evidence. You don't want to be standing there, well, I feel things aren't going right, or I feel there's somebody else in the picture. You don't want to go there. You want the facts. You want the evidence. Moving right along, there are people who go to the extremes to find out the facts and the evidence. I've known of cases where people have actually hired detectives to follow their partner around for 2 weeks to see if they can come up with anything on them. I'm not recommending that or anything like that, but people have gone to the extremes to try to find out information. Remember this, cheating has more to do with the relationship than with the person. It has more to do with the kind of relationship you have. If you've been one that's had an open relationship and you didn't say anything and a lot of things your partner got away with, and now suddenly you want to say something, it has something to do with the relationship. Now, is it worth staying in a relationship or contemplating marriage? It depends on the style of communication you have with your partner. If you bring up this thing about unfaithfulness and the person is able to respond back to you, that's a positive. Now, you may not like what you're hearing, but they can respond back without closing up. On the other hand, if the person is like a closed system, they don't want to hear it, they don't want to talk about it, you may have some problems there. What you want to know is this cheating the tip of the iceberg, or is, you know, there's some bigger problems that somehow got by you and now you're beginning to see it? You know, in the end, you have to decide. In the end, you have to decide.
Okay, well, that was very well said, Dr. Farmer, because a lot of people, you know, are out there and they may be in situations like that. And so I think you explained it well. And so, like I said, if you guys have any questions or comments or would like to you know, speak with Dr. Farmer or even consider hire him for his services of counseling, you can contact Dr. Farmer at james.farmer@att.net. Now, Dr. Farmer, we did have another question that came in by email, and it was by a lady, and she said that she has a fiancé and he has children. And she said that She wanted to know if she every week they're having problems with they're having supposed to have their own time, and she feels like either the children call or their mother is calling on the weekends when it's their time to spend time together that, you know, the kids are calling. And so he changes the plans to bring in, you know, say, okay, well, I know we were going to go to the movies today, but, you know, the kids call and they want to come over. Or I know we were supposed to do X, Y, Z, but the kids are, you know, their mom said that she needed me to keep the kids. And so she's wondering, is it okay for her to go to her fiancé and say, hey, you know, I understand those are your children, but I would like to, you know, have our time together. So I guess the question was, how does she go to her spouse without being, you know, disrespectful because those are his children?
That's one of those hypersensitive areas. I guess, first of all, regarding that parent and the kids coming over, I think the parent needs to assert himself and just say to the ex that, you know, I need some private time too. You know, I need one or two weekends off, and stand up for yourself and follow through. Fight for it if you have to go back to court or whatever to turn some of the visitation rights around. Do it, because it sounds like in this is that the other party is fighting their ex-partner with, I'm going to send the kids over there to mess up your weekend, and I'm saying, don't let that happen. Now, that puts the girlfriend in kind of a tight situation, because if she says something, people are quite hypersensitive about their kids. But she also needs to stand up for the relationship. She needs to be able to say, you know, sweetie, we need to spend some time together. And the only time we do have together is on the weekend. I understand how important it is for your kids to have that time with you, but I would like to have some too. I'm not trying to get ahead of your kids. I just would like to share you a little bit too. That's where the guy then has to stand up and say, you know, by golly, you're right, and I'm going to fight for me having some private time there and so forth. If, you know, it doesn't go the way you want it to go, you know, and sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, there's a few things I guess I wanted to say just to respond to both of the people that emailed things in. And it's kind of general statements, but yet they're kind of specific. And let me just – I'm not going to give you all – I'll just give you a few of those. And one of the things that partners may be working through their past, you know, and maybe in the second example, the ex-wife or ex-girlfriend or whatever might be working through some past issues and just plain angry at the mate. Might be angry because the mate got a girlfriend and want to fight them with the kids. So there's always some past issues involved. There may be some frustration and disappointment in relationships. You may not always be happy with your partner. No one's 100% happy with their partners. I think we all wonder, sooner or later, is our partners cheating behind our backs? We don't know, but make sure you have the evidence and the facts before you go presenting something, because if you're wrong, boy, that's another different story. A partner's values, beliefs, and expectations may differ. You cannot expect your partner to have the same values and beliefs as you have, so keep that in mind. Partners will sometimes lie. Yes, partners will sometimes lie, so you have to be on alert for that kind of stuff when it comes across the table. And one more. Partners sometimes have secrets, you know. Be aware of that. There may be a secret lover somewhere that you're not aware of. And so keep all of that in mind when you're dealing with partners. I wish it could be 100% on both parts and you move forward, but a lot of times issues are built in there and you have to be on your toes and be alert to deal with it. And I believe very strongly you have to confront it, because if you let it slide by and let it slide by, it becomes a monster sooner or later down the road.
Well, I'm glad that you said all that, Dr. Farmer, because I know the listeners are out there, and I'm pretty sure they've got their pens and their paper, and they're writing these things down. And so, once again, if you guys are needing to you know, work some things out and you're having some issues or need some questions answered or things that you need to ask, you can contact Dr. Farmer at james.farmer@att.net. Right now he does have some great specials and discounts going on. Just make sure when you email him or contact him, you mention that you were listening to the Ask Dr. Farmer segment on TJ's R&B Music Lounge, and then you'll get an extra discount with the prices that he has right now. So, Dr. Farmer, I want to once again thank you for being a part of the show on today. And so if you guys need to write your questions or comments in, just email Dr. Farmer, and he will answer those questions either by email or on the show. So just contact him, and he will do that for you guys. Thank you again, Dr. Farmer, for being a part of the show on today.
And thank you, Tanisha. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Well, we're going to go ahead and hear a song. It's by Kasha, and it's called I Want You.
to be more of a man for you. And I don't have much of a chance, but we're gonna see it through.
And talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I've been calling her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw her car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you ought to forget about her. And you ought to find you somebody else. But you know, your friends can give you the wrong advice sometimes. And I told my friend, I said, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend. I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. And I cry. And then it got so bad. But you know, I find that so many folks are ashamed to say that they cried behind the one they love. But you know, I found out that love is a very strange thing. Sometimes love only comes once in a lifetime. And if you find yourself losing it, if it takes crying to keep it, then go ahead and cry. And if there's anybody here that ever cried behind the one you love and you're not ashamed, I want to hear you say, yeah! And then it got so bad, it got so bad, till one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand.
Chocolate milk bars, there's so much variety, love so sweet. wait a minute. Now if I could write a book on how you make me feel, the title would read A Strong Black Man, and that's for real. Got me going round and round just like a Ferris wheel. Been in and out of relationships, but you're that deal. Ain't nobody else on God's great earth for me. Heaven stirred us up together and made the perfect chemistry. Wouldn't change you for the world as long as I exist. You're always in the kitchen cooking up my favorite
dish.
Now
load and let's go. Let's blow this lame nigga factory. She said, what kind of girl do you think that I are? The kind that you meet in a bar. You think you can get whatever you want, cause you some kind of star. No, I'm a comment, I just want you, woman. Hey, if I were you, it would be me that I go home with. Three, the one and only, one thing you ain't considered. I heard you when you told your girl, ooh, we can get it. Admit it, you did it. Let's hop a cab and split it. I'm kidding, we both going to where you living. I got you giggling like a piglet. Oh, that's the ticket. I hope you're more like Anita Baker than Robin Givens. No, I don't know that lady, so let me quit it. I'm just style freeing, freestyling, which I seldom do. This is what I'm telling you.
Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Turn up.
Word to my father, and the only way to make it to the top is you go and get it from the bottom. And I ain't never asked for no handouts, you won't carry me no Mariah. These haters love when I was dead broke, but they mad at me. I'm on fire and I'm gon' burn, and they ain't gon' learn. I remember they said that it ain't my turn, but I ain't confirmed. Then the tables turned, just look at me now, so they hold me down. But I ain't gon' stop, cause I'm gon' climb to the mountain top, to the mountain top. Now let go.
Shows flashing cameras as I pose, throwing big money as she dances on the pole. Lime green Lamborghini dances in the row. License still suspended, no, I never stop for toes. Born slick talker, twice a week shopper. Blow 100 racks, she don't know a Foot Locker. Red bottom boss house, biggest Baltimore. With a blonde bombshell trying to bond with your boy in a James Bond Beamer, chrome wheel, two-seater. Smoking like Pimp C, spoken like a trill nigga. On a cloudy day, baby, I can make it rain. Rubber band, 50 grand, bet it brighten up your day. Came from humble beginnings, then was Thomas and Benz. Now it's hundreds of millions, this is only the beginning. A dawn, a diva, the bomb, achiever, the one, believer, the game gets deeper.
They told me get him, I got him.
me get him, I got him. They told me get him, I got him. They told me get him, I got him. They told me.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and I hope you are enjoying the music countdown that I've lined up for you guys on today. That was Tamar Braxton, and that was all the way home. I just want you guys to just be encouraged. I'm not sure what you're going through on today. Just know that today is already pretty much almost over. For some people who are getting ready to go to work right about now, I guess your day is starting. So wherever you are, just be content with where you are and just be thankful for where you are. Somebody else who may not be in your situation would love to be in your shoes. Everybody has a different situation. So just enjoy right where you are on today. We're going to go ahead and listen to some music, and the music that we're going to hear now is by Toni Braxton and Babyface, and the song is entitled Roller Coaster.
Roller coaster. goes. Space between us makes it harder than ever before. But these moments are to treasure. So whenever we are close, we can't expect to make the most of what it is we share. Let's take it there without a care.
To dive in.
Whoa. I was thinking about taking a couple laps. I just want to dive in.
Yeah.
Dive in.
Yeah. Splash. Baby girl, that's your waterfall. Feel it coming down on me so crazy. Your body talk, come a little closer just like that. Keep on talking, girl, you got me wanting to go deeper than you'll ever know. Wanting to feel the way you blow. Oh, you got that look up in your eyes. What we about to do ain't no surprise. I'm about to dive in. Baby girl, hold your breath. We about to get so wet. Swimming in your body, let me dive.
Baby girl, hold your breath. We about to get so wet. a mystery. And why you try to please him when you don't need him? Just that phrase it to me. Baby, am we right now? You have a time. Love to make my mark. It's a beauty for mine. Girl, it's alright. You have to go. But before you do, I think that you should know. You don't have to change. You can stay the same. Girl, I love you just the way you are. Finding a different way. You don't need a thing. Girl, I love you just the way you are. Baby, just the way you are. My soul, spirit, got it. Heart, team, body, banging. I'm just saying, girl, I'm going all in. You are what I've been missing. When you speak, I will listen to all you have to say. I'm free right now. You have a time. Love to make my mark on such a beautiful mind. Girl, it's alright if you have to go. But before you do, I think that you should know. You don't have to change. You can stay the same. Girl, I love you just the way you are. Finding a happy way. You don't need a thing. Girl, I love you just the way you are. Baby, just the way you are. What more do I have to say? Girl, you're perfect in every way. I'm gonna be there for you whenever you need. Don't worry, baby, you don't have to change. Don't
you
need
don't have to change.
Don't change.
You can stay the same.
Stay the same.
Girl, I love you just the way you are.
Every little thing about
body
you.
Yeah.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Thank you.
just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Summertime. Late in the day and I ain't been on the court yet. Hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Piper Von B, y'all.
Whoa.
Follow me. Chicago and them.
Oh, yeah.
Don Juan and them. This is for y'all. The remix.
Said I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight somewhere. And I know somebody's gonna celebrate tonight somewhere. I know
one thing for sure,
I'm gonna put
dancing shoes
in a machine door
and go out and step the whole night through.
Clap in the name of love.
Yeah.
Clap in the name of love.
Whoa.
Clap in the name of love.
Yeah.
Clap in the name of love.
And I'm gonna step. I wanna be the first one to hit the floor.
Tell the DJ to turn it up.
Turn it up.
'Cause it feels so good.
Dancing to this remix makes me wanna step. It's a cut.
In the name of love.
Oh, babe.
In the name of love.
You are listening to TJ's R&B Music Lounge on Faces of Success Radio. The next song we're about to hear is called Sailing by Avant.
Away, find your tranquility. Oh, the canvas can't do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe in me. Oh. It's not far to never, never land. Reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Believe in me. Sailing takes me away to where I've always heard it could be. Just a dream and a wind to carry me. Soon I will be free.
Thank you. I'm gonna kick it with my girl today. I used to be commander in chief on my pimp ship flying high. Till I met this pretty little missile. Shot me out the sky.
Guess
I know I'm crashing.
Don't know how it happened,
but I know it feels so damn good. That if I could go back and
make it happen faster.
Don't you know I would, baby, if I could. Missing deep in me. The load never too much.
She helping me pull it.
She shot the bullet. Fed into that life.
Caspers, so we could finally fly off into NASA. You was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only date the head of football teams. And I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please, don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got his ass. Someone is only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now.
Say
I'ma
you gotta
ask
take
him.
The good with the bad, happy and the sad. But will you bring a better future than I had in the past?
Oh,
cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did.
Keep it going tonight.
got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out.
Whatever you have on, baby. My life. without you in it. It's like morale without the windows tinted. I see he's in it. I just don't roll that way, baby. I need you in my life, my life, my life, my life is you.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Denisha, and you are listening to Faces of Success Radio. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in on today. I hope you've enjoyed the music countdown, and we'll see you next week.
Faces of Success Radio, your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com. /Faces of Success Radio, or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
Let's go.